one needs to look at that supply side. So where do these engineers come from? They have to do maths and science at school at a certain level. They can't just do maths literacy. And then they have to go to university. And then once they're in university, they have to choose construction as a career, either as a consulting engineer or a contractor or to go and work in the public sector. Now, we're very concerned about that supply side because it isn't what it should be. The maths and science levels are not at the requisite level, and it's exacerbated by the fact that the teachers are not of a sufficient quality to give maths and science at the level required to do engineering.